to the end of the line, then crack the wine and drink it dry. While they say that look in your eye when you say that I should leave. Well now, Sophie, you won't come easily. And Sophie, you won't come easily. No matter how the world turns us, no matter how far you fly, well, the love for you and me will never die. Sudden glow, have them dance about in a dark lit room, just to show you what you mean to me. If only you could see past the smoke screen, because Sophie, you won't come easily. Sophie, you won't come easily. But no matter how the world turns us, no matter how far you fly, well, the life is
it is 11:03 and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Jane. Welcome to another Saturday edition of Something About the Women. And today, it's Something About the Women of Broadway. Yep, the next 2 hours, we're celebrating the Tony Award nominations, and it's all show tunes all the time on Something About the Women.
Tell me not to live, just sit and pop. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of me. Don't bring around clattering on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my band down, I'll beat my drum. And if I'm fanned out, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it. Yes, I didn't make it. But whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection or fake, I'm the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye. I can fly once, I can try once, only can die once. Right, so ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you say I gotta have my fight. So, hey, ready for me love, cause I'm a cop. I simply gotta march my heart to death. Don't bring around a I simply gotta march my heart to drum. I know, but he don't know, nobody. Yeah. Why can't a woman be more like a man and finally reach for the unreachable star, or play Che Guevara and smoke a cigar? Or when both Hyde and Jekyll flip out in the end, why can't a woman play both of them? When you see the real artistic geniuses, gender isn't even in the mix. Do you really need 2 dozen penises to tour in 1776? Why can't a woman play roles that are male? This is the theater, a character feast. You play the beauty, I'll take the beast. Although like Jean Valjean just screams for my rendition, and as a diva it's the only choice, alas, because the women are all dead by intermission. And as a French guy, I'd kick ass. And so Javert, you see it's true, this man bears no more guilt than you. Who am I? 2, 4, 6, 0, 1. My career just speaks of versatility. From TV mom to Mama Rose like that. In Drood, I played 2 men with great agility. I won a Tony being more like a cat. So, why can't a woman be more like a man who, like Norma Desmond, has layers and growth? They do write strong women, I've played them both. But unlike Bernhardt, I don't need to channel Hamlet. In fact, the list of men I do is rather small. But one could never span the music theater gamut without portraying the first rapper of them all. Now I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm gonna be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They'll be trying out Bebo, trying out Cubab, trying out Taylor Mix like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're gonna cover up the telltale breath with Sens. And one fine night, they leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the armory. Libertine men and scarlet women in ragtime. Shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, in the arms of a jungle. Animal instinct, mass hysteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Oh, you got trouble. You got terrible, terrible trouble with a capital D, and that rhymes with B, and that stands for pool. Why can't a woman play people like that? They're not simply men, but roles we adore. Take someone like Tavia, he's never a bore. He's so damn likable and funny, I am too. Why can't this woman play an old Jew? Who day and night must scramble for a living, feed his wife and children, say his daily prayers, and who has the right as master of the house to have the final word at home? The papa, the papa. Tradition, the papa, the papa. Tradition. And I be your most respectful gigolo, from my pal Joey romance just exudes. And for a chance to sing as Billy Bigelow, I'd cut my hair off and strap down my boobs. She's gotta be sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. I never knew how to get money, but I'll try, by God, I'll try. I'll go out and make it, or steal it, or take it. Get or die. Why can't a woman behave like a man? One look at my Fagin, you'll see what I mean. My Nathan Detroit is like nothing you've seen. My Max Vialis Duck, I'll have you all in stitches. And my Mufasa ain't just lying, he's the king. As little Abner, I'd be too big for my britches. And who won't love a King Arthur who can actually sing?
You can't imagine how my Sweeney Todd will chill you. My Herr Von Trapp will surely make of you a fan. As Henry Higgins, well, the irony may kill you. But you'll see why I know I can be a woman, being more like a man. Is the puzzlement.
And that was Betty Buckley, the great Broadway diva, singing the song Hymn to Her, and covering a ton of fabulous Broadway songs that that are sung by men, and coveting those roles. But I think she did a fabulous job with them. My name is Jane. It is 11:11, and you are listening to Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday between 11 and 1 on WMFO, and on Something About the Women, we play music by women across all musical genres. And today, we are still going to hear women from different musical genres, but we're going to do it by listening to Broadway songs. And, you know, this is a pretty rough time in our country. And, you know, it was a really lousy week, right? The weather is terrible. You know who's in the White House. There are debacles that continue to happen. France is voting today, so go France, do the right thing. And a leading candidate had his emails hacked. Does that sound familiar? Stephen Colbert is now being investigated by the FCC for making a joke. And, you know, when I get kind of down and discouraged, I need my show tunes to cheer me up. And because the Tony nominees came out this week, I figured it's time for the annual Something About the Women Salute to Broadway. So that's what we're doing today. And, yep, all Broadway. But we're going to listen to original cast recordings and revival cast recordings, and also just some wonderful covers of songs that came from Broadway shows. So ideas for that, you can give me a call at 855-915-9636. And regular listeners of the show know that when I sit in and host, we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon, and that is a six-song set, and it is about one artist or a theme. And today's six-pack is going to feature women who are nominated for Tonys this year. So that's coming up at noon, our six-pack. And the remainder of the show is fabulous Broadway babes. So without further ado, the women of Chicago.
And now, the six merry murderesses of the Cook County Jail in their rendition of the Cell Block Tango.
Pop. Six. Squish.
Cicero.
Lipschitz.
Pop. Six.
Squish.
Cicero.
Lipschitz.
Pop. Six. Squish.
Cicero.
Lipschitz.
Pop. Six. Squish.
Cicero.
Lipschitz.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you would have done the same.
Pop. Six. Squish.
Cicero.
Lipschitz.
You know how people have these little habits that get you down. Like Bernie. Bernie liked to chew gum. No, not chew.
Pop.
Well, I came home this one day and I am really irritated and looking for a little sympathy. And there's Bernie laying on the couch drinking a beer and chewing. No, not chewing. Popping. So I said to him, I said, Bernie, you pop that gum one more time. And he did. So I took the shotgun off the wall and I fired two warning shots into his head.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have heard it, I bet you would have done the same.
I met Ezekiel Young from Salt Lake City about 2 years ago, and he told me he was single and we hit it off right away. So we started living together. He'd go to work, he'd come home, I'd mix him a drink, we'd have dinner. It was like heaven in 2.5 rooms. And then I found out. Single, he told me, single my ass. Not only was he married, oh no, he had six wives. One of those Mormons, you know. So that night when he came home, I mixed him his drink as usual. You know some guys just can't hold their arsenic.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He took a flower in his pride, and then he used it, and he abused it. It was a murder, but not shot crime.
Now, I'm standing in the kitchen, I'm carving up chicken for dinner, minding my own business, and in storms my husband Wilbur in a jealous rage. You've been screwing the milkman, he says. He was crazy, and he kept on screaming, "You've been screwing the milkman!" And then he ran into my knife. He ran into my knife 10 times.
If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it, I bet you you would have done the same.
Mitt kara shekinitas, monja koye hiris latkem lefort karafeya mette megla chottem afayet. Den nemikos in atat klung fayok. Nem tu demi monja Uncle Sam oin tetem. Travalta ma rende shekin demi arasni denem etatak meg.
Yeah, but did you do it?
Uh-uh. Not guilty.
My sister Veronica and I did this double act, and my husband Charlie used to travel around with us. Now, for the last number in our act, we did 20 acrobatic tricks in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Split, spread eagles, backflips, flip-flops, one right after the other. Well, this one night we were in Cicero, the three of us, sitting up in a hotel room, boozing, having a few laughs, and we ran out of ice, so I went out to get some. I come back. Open the door. There's Veronica and Charlie doing number 17, the spread eagle. Well, I was in such a state of shock, I completely blacked out. I can't remember a thing. It wasn't until later, when I was washing the blood off my hands, I even knew they were dead. They had it coming. They had it coming. They had it coming all along. I didn't do it. But if I'd done it, how could you tell me that
I can possibly say? He was a real artistic guy. Sensitive. A painter. But he was troubled. He was always trying to find himself. He'd go out every night looking for himself. And along the way, he found Ruth, Gladys, Rosemary, and Irving. I guess you could say we broke up because of artistic differences. He saw himself as alive, and I saw him dead.
The dirty bum, 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 bum. The dirty bum, 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 bum. They had it come, they had it come.
Number 17, the spread eagle.
Artistic difference.
I betcha you would have done the same.
Mama, the angel beautiful. Yes, I'm beautiful.
Well, those are some powerhouse women. Woohoo! That was live from last year's Tony Awards show, the 70th annual Tony Awards show. That was the cast of The Color Purple featuring Danielle Brooks, Heather Headley, and of course, finishing up with Cynthia Erivo. The Color Purple, such a great show. But you know, there are so many great shows. And we're listening to 2 hours of music from some of those shows today. Before that, we heard from the Rent soundtrack. That was the original Broadway cast recording. Idina Menzel and Freddie Walker gave us Take Me or Leave Me. Lea Michele, Mama Who Bore Me. That was from Spring Awakening. And we started out with Bebe Neuwirth and the rest of the women from Chicago, the 1997 cast recording, The Cell Block Tango. Hey, everybody, it's Jane, and this is Something About the Women. We are here every Saturday between 11 and 1 playing music by women across all musical genres. And today we are featuring the fabulous women of Broadway. And coming up at noon is our Six Pack at Noon featuring Tony Award nominees for this year.
1 in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
Exotic as that girl would ever see. Have her standing over him and laughing as he's asking her a question no one thought to ask before. Color him with mystery and color her with danger. Expose them just enough to wish for more. And there was something there between us, something I could never name, something stronger, something stranger, more than quicksand. Another afraid he doesn't know she's there. And there was something deep inside him, something I could never reach, like he saw it getting closer in a love. another life, but I believed I'd grow to be the thing he needed most to see. And if our nights just stayed this hot, I'd break him down. Wearing 4 years of confusion like a scar. Walking through the door and leaving nothing but a note that says, "I'm sorry, Robert, take to her guitar." And there is so
Fräulein Schneider, you can't give up that way.
Oh, yes, I can. That is easy to say, easy for you. Fight. And if you fail, what does it matter? You pack your belongings, you move to Paris. And if you do not like Paris, where? That is easy for you. But if you were me, with time rushing by, what would you do? With the clock running down, what would you do? The young always have the cure, being brave, being sure, and free. But imagine if you were me, alone. This is the only world I know. Some rooms to let, the sum of a lifetime even so. I'll take your advice. What would you do? Would you pay the price? What would you do? Suppose simply keeping still means you'll manage until the end. What would you do, my brave young friend? Grown old like me, with neither the will nor wish to run. Grown tired like me, who hurries for bed when day is done. Grown wise like me, who isn't at war with anyone. Not anyone. With a storm in the wind, what would you do? Suppose your one frightened voice being told what the choice must be. Go on, tell me. I will listen.
what would you do if you were me?
I studied all the pictures in magazines and books. I memorized the subway map too. It's one block north to Macy's and two to Brothers Brooks. Manhattan, I prepared for you. You certainly are different from what they have back home, where nothing's over three stories high and no one's in a hurry or wants to roam. But I do, though they wonder why. NYC just got here this morning. Three books, two bags, one me. NYC, I give you fair warning. Up there in lights, I'll be. Go ask the Gershwins or Kaufman and Hart the place they love the best. Though California pays big for their art, their fan mail's still addressed to NYC. Tomorrow a penthouse. It's way up high. Tonight, the why. Why not? It's NYC. Too hot, too cold, too late. I'm sold. Why not? Here I go. And there's no turning back. My great adventure has begun. I may be small, but I've got giant plans to shine as brightly as the sun. I will blaze until I find my time and place. I will be fearless, surrendering modesty and grace.
Standing there before.
in a plane. Flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. But I get a kick out of you.
Wonderful Patricia Barber. I get a kick out of you. Of course, that is from Anything Goes. Before that, we heard Sutton Foster, who starred in Anything Goes. But that was a Broadway medley from her CD, An Evening with Sutton Foster. That was Not for the Life of Me from Thoroughly Modern Millie NYC from Annie and Astonishing from Little Women. Before that, we heard Mary Louise Wilson. That is a song called What Would You Do from Cabaret. That was the Roundabout cast recording, a spectacular record. Kelly O'Hara gave us Another Life. That is from the show Bridges of Madison County, but it is actually from her solo album called Always. And it is 11:48, and as always, I thank you for listening. This is WMFO in Medford. We play freeform music here on WMFO, and the show is Something About the Women here every Saturday between 11 and 1. Today, we're in the Broadway groove, and coming up at 12 o'clock, we have our six-pack of artists who are nominated for this year's Tony Awards, the Fabulous Women of Broadway.
Oh, yeah? That's what you think.
What?
That's my new philosophy. Oh, yeah, that's what you think.
Well, why are you telling me?
What?
Why are you telling me?
Why are you telling me? I like it! That's a good philosophy. Why are you telling me? Why are you telling me? Why are you telling me? My new philosophy. The teacher gave a D on last.
Philosophy.
My new philosophy. Miss B? I'm she. Look, C. A D? A D. Well, why are you telling me? And that's my new philosophy.
That's your new philosophy.
Why are you telling me? My new philosophy.
That's great, Sally, but I've got to go practice Chopin's Nocturne in B-flat minor.
No! I like it! No! That's a good philosophy. No! No! No!
That's your new philosophy, huh?
Yes! I mean, no! Just like a busy bee, each new philosophy
simple. Man does not live by bread alone. Some philosophies are clear.
Leave your message at the sound of the tone.
Some philosophies pick and choose, deciding what goes in it.
Some take a lifetime.
Mine take a minute.
But Sally, anything that takes only a minute can't be very lasting. For instance, Beethoven took over 2 years to complete his brilliant Ninth Symphony.
No!
I can't stand it!
I can't stand it! I like it!
It's like a guarantee, my new philosophy. And things are sure to be a whole lot brighter.
Oh yeah? That's what you think? Why are you telling me? No! I can't stand it! Now I'm just free and easy. Much more philosophy with my brand new.
You know, someone has said that we should live each day as if it were the last. Our life.
Ah, this is the last day. This is it. I only have 24 hours left. Help me, help me. This is the last day.
Clearly, some philosophies aren't for all people.
And that's my new philosophy.
Try not to get worried. Try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Don't you know everything's alright? Yes, everything's fine.
And I think I shall sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without me tonight.
Close your eyes, close your eyes, and forget all about us tonight.
Uh-oh. Technical difficulties. This is never any fun. And I'm so sorry that it happened during that song. But we'll try to get back on track.
To do.
music from those hands could catch you like a spell. He could make you love him, for the tune was done. You have your daddy's hands. You are your daddy's son. Up and left me, I just up and run. Only thing in my head, you are your daddy's son. Couldn't hear no music, couldn't see no light. Mama, she was from the fright, tears without no comfort, screams without no sound, only darkness and pain, the anger and pain, the blood and the pain. I buried my heart in the ground, in the ground, when I buried you. Forget him, don't suppose I will. God wants no excuses, I have only one. You had your daddy's hands, forgive me. You were your daddy's son.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. For